All right, may we declare the meeting in order? We have a quorum, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
All righty, excellent. We're trying to get over in 45 minutes because we are doing so well in terms of organization. We don't need to cover a lot of difficult topics. But I would like to add one item to the agenda, which is the appointment of Mike as a formal representative of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well done, Mike.
The committee recommends the council that.
Well, that should be on the agenda anyway.
So, right here,
add that on the agenda under, I don't know, new businesses.
Okay.
Okay, so let's jump down to 9. Any other items to the agenda that people would like to add? Nope. Okay, then may I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
A motion.
Moved by Peter.
Stop.
Seconded by. Are you a member? Can we have a motion to adopt the minutes or the action list from the last meeting as presented? Move by. Go on, Peter. You can do it again.
I'll make a move.
Okay. And hand seconded. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Super. Okay, we don't have any recommendations to council, although I just note that I've asked Anne to check and see if council wishes to pass a resolution, as they have done on at least one occasion in the past, regarding the amount of funding that they will need to support the event for. But that's a question for town to decide, not for us, I think. Okay. Referrals from council, none, and motions for information, none. Okay, since we I'd like to add one item to the agenda at the top, which is we'd like to recommend that Mike, the newly appointed executive director of the Quantum Beach Chamber of Commerce, appointed the chamber representative on the committee. So we need a motion in that respect. Yes, we do. All in favor? By Howard.
Howard, yeah.
Okay. All in favor? Great, thank you. Best of luck before council. It's a very tough question you have to go through, but I'm sure there'll be more gentle on you than ever on the rest.
Your time is supposed to be gone. Exactly.
Thank you for defending, Mike. That's very helpful in many respects. May I suggest we move to music off the top, because that is the item we may need to make a decision on for sure. I know there's a number of optional approaches we have, and people have been looking at different things from the river bands to let's have a discussion about that and see if they can make a decision quickly. Peter, do you want to?
Yeah, well, I recall I engaged Ian Johnstone, the child entertainer, and about the price. He would like $150, which is $25 more than recommended by the committee. So I just wondered if the committee would agree to that, or is that going to upset the apple cart?
Ken, would you like to comment?
Oh, you're on mute. Ken, you're on mute.
There you go. Yeah. If Dave Hart is charging $6 and we have $150, if there's no other entertainment, I think we'd be under budget at that, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. If we kind of set aside $1,000 as kind of a whole month figure.
But was that $150 an hour or?
No. $150 for 2 25 minute segments.
Yeah.
And then Dave is $600 for beginning to end with the use of a PA system.
Yeah. Okay, so
is that okay then?
Yeah, so we could have two speakers. Now, Howard, what about the marimba band? Did you manage to track them down?
Yeah, I have. So let me just provide you what I have. So first of all, I've never seen them. So I have to say that, but I know that some of you have, and you've enjoyed their music in the past. So we We track them for the 2020 beach day, which of course didn't happen, and so I followed up with them again for this year, last year as well, but last year they had another engagement, so they couldn't do it. So this year, apparently they're a youth band, and this year they said, well, I'll read it to you. Yeah. So I just want to give you the update. If the youth band isn't able to perform, would you be open to an adult group with less experience? They perform twice before with smaller sets, but they're a very sweet group of ladies. And then they followed up again with, I just asked if they do the same style of music. Yes, they do. They can, Jangono definitely can't do it this year. So I don't know who they are. Two members won't even be in Canada, but in Europe. How long would the set be? Ladies have a smaller set of songs than the Jangono does. So it seems like they're sort of watering down what they initially offered because they can't fully be there. And I'll just go back to, they were talking about charging $500 for the full hour, for a full hour. Now, I don't know if that's going to be true of this new reconfigured grouping of the band or not, and I can't vouch for them at all either. I just don't know. I don't know the people. I haven't heard their music, and I haven't certainly heard it in this context where they're saying, well, the youth group can't make it. Then there was a group of ladies, quote unquote, but it sounds like not all of them are available, so it's going to be a smaller grouping of people. So I really don't have any better information than that for the committee right now, but it's something we may want to talk about. And I don't know if the price that they quoted earlier, before they talked about, you know, reducing the numbers and who could perform and whatever, I don't know if that price is still valid, too.
Right. Okay, well, it sounds to me like we have two Burmonkas on the table, which would fill in the time very nicely and complement each other well. We should just make a decision to go with those two. And not to dismiss Marin, but Marin is really good for getting things going. Because they certainly are preparing the time. Yeah. But if something emerges in the next month or two, Alex, that we like, we can always add them on as a starting, you know, at the beginning, and then kick into our two other performers after that. Would that, does that sound like a reasonable move?
Sure.
Yeah?
I think for the right price. Like, it means that, you know, if
within the budget.
Yeah, if these guys are less, you know, fewer people and they're not as experienced, and you would expect that that price might be, right?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But we do need to make a decision with the people that can appear on the phone. So my recommendation, I make a motion, would be to say accept those two offers, have them work together to set up the timelines, you know, so that Ken's guy can take a break while, you know, Peter kicks in and so forth. Yeah. But we can work those details out later. Would that be a good decision for them? Okay.
All in favor? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Then I guess that's what we'll do. We'll go with the two. And not to dismiss how if something bubbles up and like it's kind of a neat add-on, we can always come back to that. But it would be an add-on, wouldn't conclude this. So thank you.
Yeah.
They're kind of famous for being hard to pin down, by the way.
Are they? Yeah. The target kept moving there. So I'll politely decline with sort of a potential that they still might be called out. I'll have to figure out how I want to communicate that to them. If the committee still feels like we might want to keep them in on deck, I don't want to outright decline, but I might need to just let them know that at this time we have the entertainment that we need, and if we do need more, we'll be in touch. Something to that effect. Okay?
Yep. Great. Thank you for following. So you had one of the more elusive groups to deal with. So
yeah.
All Okay. All righty. So, Ken, is that okay with you? You're fine with that? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Is there anything else on the entertainment side? Everything else?
Through the chair, I guess the other thing, just we have confirmed that we're going to have the pipe band at the very beginning.
Right.
So we have both the qualification Aerosmith pipe bands are going to work together, so they both can be there for the opening of the day.
Great. Okay. Super. Okay. Let's just bounce back up then to the top, which is sponsors. I did send off Wesley sent off, signed on behalf of the town the application to the RDN for a $1,000 grant, so that's in their hands. And Mike and I worked together on the co-op, Mid-Island Co-op, and at first glance, I'm not sure that the town is eligible. It only talks about non-profit organizations, so I couldn't find out kind of looking at the material, whether or not, and that's something we can continue to look at.
Yep, through the chair, what it is that any organization that is participating on the committee that is a not-for-profit with problems with UC can apply. Any request under $1,000 can be dealt with, like, within a few days. Anything above that then has to go through a process.
Okay.
So they do have a short turnaround.
Yep.
But I suggest that, again, as we had chatted about, maybe I can get the Lions or somebody else to put in an application on behalf of the committee and then just donate the money directly to the committee. So again, it's just a matter of screen keepers. Anybody that has a not-for-profit can apply for that grant and it can be put toward particular event.
Okay, well, that would be helpful since we've lost one of the others. Okay, so, all right, so should we go, is there an advantage, like Rotary is already a member of the, on the display side, you think it's worth asking them, Peter, or I mean, thinking we can do it, but then we have to kind of float it out and out again.
Yeah, Rotary. Well, I think the question is Gonda. Gonda is the new president of the Rotary.
Yeah.
And they're willing, to, I'm getting off the agenda here, but anyhow, they're willing to do the bubbles or the sandcastles. So that's taken care of now.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Apple.
Sure. Yeah, I just thinking that Rotary would be a good, they're kind of a broad-based organization. The trouble with thinking is we're very focused on our mandate.
Yeah.
This isn't really our mandate, so it'd be a more appropriate fit for a Rotary or Lions or someone like that. So since Rotary's already involved.
Would you like me to ask Rotary?
Yes.
Okay.
Ask them if they would make, say, a $500 tap to Mid Island Co-op.
Okay. They can make a decision, hopefully for $1,000. Ask for $1,000.
Okay, $1,000.
He was no.
Okay, $1,000.
Shoot for the stars to open the moon.
Okay. So, sure, if you can do that, Peter. And if they're not, then just give me a call and we'll do something else. But one way or the other, we'll work out a way to make $1,000.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I will probably contact you if there's any problems.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Excellent. Okay, displays and vendors. I think Ross has done a very nice report. We've all read, so no point in revisiting that. It's all coming together well. So I don't want to any changes that need to be on the record. So Ross has got his report. I can report that I currently heard from Stardust.
Oh, wow.
I was my fourth contact. All of a sudden, ping, within an hour, they were back saying, well, of course we're coming. So that takes a big question out of cloud over my eye because they are such a great time. So skydivers are in, so this is a record. I think that gives us a complete set of exhibitors. I think we've already got a goal for all of the team players. So skydivers are confirmed.
Transportation for them became...
I have to work with them. Yeah, I got back to them, you're right, very good. You said, what do you need in the way of support? You need shuttle service, and that has to be worked out. And so that will live all over the next... I imagine a shuttle service is appreciated. But last year we had a van. Didn't we? Who was someone deciding that, I think?
We rented a van
for the van, and we had a volunteer driver.
And then that insurance is also...
Yeah, that would be good.
How did it go with the van?
was it well used? I mean, you were part sort of deciding, right?
It was good.
I mean, they were back and forth how many times?
Yeah, seems to work well. Yeah, they did no complaints. So hopefully it won't be as much kerfuffle around the office. They had some problems last year with commissions. Getting the approval from Transport Canada was the evening before. So hopefully it won't be quite as stressful this year. Hey, Peter, you respond to new people, I think. Your display people, exhibitors and so forth.
Up to date, yeah, everything. Check.
No, but you had some new ones, didn't you, since last time?
No. No, they all said yes before.
Oh, okay.
Through the chair of the RCMP, you will be there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And the fire department's going to have a booth there, so I think it's really coming to you. We're going to have to start thinking about the next meeting about whether we've got space for everybody and
where to put everybody.
And so that's good. Nice thing is they've got a nice new parking area now, thanks to the town. So that's going to ease things in terms of parking access. Well,
through the chair, just one other thing to tie in. It won't be an exhibitor, but the Beats in the Lounge, their remote flow van, community caravan, they have accepted our invite, so we'll swing by the event. I'll bring the cruiser down for a few hours on the 16th of July to cover the event, so the radio stations will have people that will broadcast a report from the site, and all they ask is who should we check in when we arrive. So we'll have to get an area to advise us. So Jake Fernandez just sent this to me on Friday. We'll have media there, and looks like they'll be sitting there, community van there, for a couple of hours.
Do they need a power supply, Mike?
No, they'll be self-sufficient. They're not setting up like a tent. Yeah. It's the community cruiser, so it'll just be modern technology. There'll be there'll be a marked van for the Beach and the Lounge, and he'll have his cell phone, and he'll do on the spot, you know, broadcast just saying, we are now sitting on the beach in Quantico Beach, and here's somebody at the bed. Come on down and join us. So they'll do some plugs for us on that day.
Well, you need a spot for parking, don't you?
Correct.
So probably on the east side then.
Again, so that's what they want to just want to find out who to talk to just before the event.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, that'd be one of the logistics. But now you usually can park anywhere. They got those lights on their cars. Fire department's the same thing. They just park anywhere they want.
Okay, well, maybe we can know next meeting we'll do a first cut of the layouts and get everyone plugged in and make sure we don't miss anybody. Do you want to talk to Matt about whether he was willing to come and do the guest?
Yes, being asked Matt if he'd be the loudspeaker, and it sounds like he will be available. So, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any more information on the First Nation?
Well, the request was made of Chief Raquelma to come for the opening.
Oh, lovely.
And so that's going to be followed up with a letter to outline the timing and all the details and whatnot. So I think he has agreed to attend. I haven't made contact with the child care yet, but I will. And I did, this is a little bit different, I guess, but I did meet with Berwick about the shuttle. And it's all a go, and they were very pleased with how it went last time. The only thing that came up was the signage, and so I'll work with Janine, I guess, to see if there's... They said that they had used them, but they could also make their own signs. So I just wanted to know what was available.
Yeah, let's have a discussion about that, because this is the abandonment things, too. We easily vanish into the cavernous warehouse in the town of Quantico Beach. It has to be resurrected every year.
Okay, I forgot my notes from the meeting. Anyway, so I apologize for that. But I think there was just a few things to discuss about... just the access and maybe moving a few things around.
Yeah.
There was, because there's a disabled parking spot in that area, and so some people were trying to park there, and it was a bit confusing.
Right.
Anyway, so I will bring my notes and share that.
At the next meeting, we'll maybe focus on exactly
that's
that.
Yes,
I think that will get into the crunchy, the go, people lined up, now we've got to work out how to make it work.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to talk to Echo Players, I think.
Yeah, I spoke to the wardrobe mistress, and she doesn't really think they have suitable clothing. But the lady, Marilyn Satin, who used to do it, she still does have all her vintage clothing. But her husband is very ill, so she's not available this time.
Right.
And I had some thoughts for the Echo Players for next year, so can I save that to the August meeting?
Yeah, sure.
Just possibility. They have a show on that day, a matinee, you know, so it's getting them to do something at this point would be hopeless, but there might be some way of working something in next year, maybe.
It's good to have long-term plans.
Yeah, because
that's how it works. Okay. Super. Okay. Nancy, you're go. Oh, I think you're all fine.
You're the voting member.
Okay. And advertising. We talked a bit about that, but we've got some great local support. But the banner. Is that hiding somewhere? Do you think that the banner that hangs up? With all we have to do is change the date on it.
Yes, it would be. Do you want me to grab it and get it to you? You can get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it goes. It goes up to whoever the sign company is that made it. They usually just stick the new date on.
Yes, we've in the past, I've taken things up to Coombs at that junction.
Right.
There's a sign shop there. They're gone.
They moved to Nanaimo. They will still do. They will come and pick up and do it here. So yeah, they moved out.
Yeah, but you can still use them, but a little different arrangement.
Yeah.
Janine, you know that box of wire frames for the.
For all the signage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that still in the paint station?
I would have to find that. We did have enough of them for the signage that we had last year.
Yep.
But you're telling me that there's a box of new ones that were stored?
I picked up the box and reestablished, how they fit in there and so on.
Okay.
I don't know where it is now. It was down there in the train station.
All right.
So, I'll be tucked in the corner.
All right. I will find them.
Yep.
Ken, you were going to look into, was it Facebook?
Yeah, I talked to the gentleman court that looks after his Facebook page, and he'd be more than happy once we start getting a little closer to the event to advertise or promote the event on that Facebook page.
Okay, great. Thank you. Howard, I think you're in good shape. Your team is all geared up and ready to go, and anything more to add?
No, I think the team will... plan similar activities to what we did last year, something down on the beach, especially for the toddlers, and then a few things under the tents up top, tattoos, etc. They might tweak a few things just based on the experience last year, but generally I think we're going ahead with a pretty similar lineup of activities.
Hey, you are old hands with this. Well, you don't personally, but your crew, so they know.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, t-shirts, I have not ordered them yet, but they're going to be about $400, but I guess, shall they bill it to the town, do you think? Shall I just order them off the town, and then how do we pay for them? Do I pay for it and reimburse it?
I'll try and find out if it goes direct or reimbursed. Okay.
Yeah, I
don't. So is that for
the volunteer?
Yeah, the people that volunteer.
Yeah, that's how we identify the volunteers. So we decided we order about, I think, 40 of them, $12 each.
Right.
So we kind of ran out, eat them all out last year. So,
right.
And of course, we have new people who need their blue t-shirts. Here's the port after.
I'll be there anyway, but
I know, but that's right. Well, of course, you can always get Brandy's. Hers is about size XXL, so it kind of comes down to her ankles. But
that's the one that made my tent an awning.
Yeah. Okay. Super. So let me see. Town staff and involvement. I think we now have our contact a favorite person who knows all about this after their experience last year. Anything from your side that you want to ask us?
The one thing that I was thinking, I just don't have my notes as well in front of me, which is a bit of a last year we had, well, first of all the signage that we used last year, I had done it in order. So we have, I think there was 32 of them all together. So if you have more signage, then I'm sure that we have more of the white signage that you could put on it if we need any more. But there's 32 at this time that are in order. And the sandbags, if they're still needed, we had them in on a truck last year and just brought them down there, but we really didn't need them. And I just wasn't sure if you still want that to be, in case we do, just to have it organized. Okay, and then the water station set up. That was still happening, everything as well. And we'll be all set up at the same area that we were last year, which was between the washrooms and the boat ramp.
Right.
So all that kind of
stuff. Well, that's a good question, because I think when I went to the staff about the electrical, because we were concerned about the 240 on the east side, and then it came back to me that, well, there's 120 on the west side. I said, but on the west side we had the water hookup, and so, anyways, there are some logistics around that I think we need to get straightened out.
And the other thing that didn't go very well last year, if I could say, is that I needed that 100-foot extension cord for the band, and it got used by something totally different. I mean, it was a little bit of a panic, because I tried to take it back from the people that took it, and that didn't go well. So then I think Matt had to go and purchase another. So I'm not sure if you as a committee have it, or if you still need me to bring that one.
Let's come back to that at the next meeting when we look at the layout, because I think that will kind of get it about what's going to go where, and by then perhaps we'll have a sense about. I think it's the 240 out of my plan. He had to downgrade it to a 1.
So that was our ask, and then so the response was, well, there's a 120 on the other side, but that doesn't really, because it's on the east side that most of the exhibits are.
Right? Yeah. I think we organized that last year because I went down with the electrician, and we had to open up that box, and I kept it all barricaded, and I think that it was more than enough to plug into everybody at that point. And then it had, it had that kind of a sandwich board that it was hooked onto, and there was quite a few plugs to it. So I think that worked well, and I'm not sure, but did it?
No, I think it worked okay. It surprised us. We didn't realize it was a 220 that had to be, changed to a 110. And then, of course, you had to bring out. So that was funny.
But he told me that that's the reason why they put it there. And so in the end, I was the one, I went on the day before, and I set that whole thing up. So I don't know if we need the electrician this time around, but.
Right, that's a good question, because I don't know if there's some kind of, it has to be done by a certified professional.
You just need a transformer to step it down. That's basically it. The reason why you went with the higher, the 220, 240, is basically it lowers the amount of draw. That's why he did that.
And there was a reference last year in the minutes that we would need a permit if we did that again this year.
Yeah.
So again, this is the complexity. It's a matter of the town. It's simple just to run a 110 outlet there, and then we keep doing this approach. It's a town issue, really. And as I said last time, I do have my little portable power pack that might or might not run. Ken's people or your guys. I don't know. We have to see what floor they have, but it's just a little portable one.
Yeah.
So the electrical that I put out was a 240, and that's a bit of an overkill, and because of that, we need a permit. So what you are suggesting and asking is to just have a simple 120 plug there, so there is no permit or electrical electrician involved. Okay.
Yeah, if possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a better long-term solution, really.
So if you come at it this way, and I asked Lou that question.
Yeah. No problem. I know we have one of those easily plugged in our janitor room, but then that deals with the plug going across where the washrooms are, and then that's another issue. We could tape it like we do at the Civic Center. There's ways around it. So I just have to know which way you want me to go, and then I can take part of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the only other power output we have is where you guys randomly plug into the motel. And that's all. That's not a great arrangement either, because the same thing, you have to run a power cord.
I think that they had been doing that last year as well.
Yeah. So it's not the greatest arrangement. So.
But it is a long cord to get from there to...
A very long cord, yeah. So,
how do you put it?
That was to go to the hotel, because it's more than 100 foot from... bathrooms to where that hedge is.
No, I was thinking from the Q-Boss to the stage was, I think, 100 foot.
I know that that's what they had asked before, and I was sure that it was ran under the hedge to the hotel, because it's quite a ways from that spot to the bathroom, if I'm visualizing what you're saying. That's like...
But it's still longer. It'd be nice to get around that one so I don't have to go over that fence.
Yeah. It's one of those recurring issues we keep struggling with every year, and none of us like power cords and things going left and right, and so, you know, anything the town could do to clarify that would be a good long-term investment.
Okay, and that is where the stage is preferred to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
But David, your device, is that not sufficient for...
It depends on what they need. If they have a bank of huge speakers, no. But it probably would run a regular thing, I would guess, for quite a long time. We have to look at the output and then look at the requirements. We can do that. I didn't bring the specs. And you're a musician. You can say, well, that won't run me for more than an hour, in which case it's useless. But if we'll run it for 4 hours, then you just plug it in.
But yours was 1,000 watts?
Yeah.
I think it's the length of time that it...
Yeah, so length is abundant. It's a question of how long will it run.
Yes.
Yeah. I just don't know what the disease is for us. So, okay, so let's come back to that next one. It's kind of beginning into some good discussion stuff.
Okay.
Alrighty, I think we've got everything we need to do. We made a decision on music. We've got a new person appointed. Bob, I would suggest, as you continue as an unofficial member, and come to the event and see what it's like. And then if you're interested, you sign up next year.
Yeah, that's...
Please keep coming.
I'm wishing for a layout, you know, because I can't
see the next meeting.
Next meeting, we'll do a layout. So we'll show it to you. But this is a good learning curve for you. And then if you're still interested at the end, we'll think about it.
I know. I'd be far more useful by August than...
Exactly.
I am now.
We're looking for someone to volunteer to skydive. We usually have a board member.
That doesn't work.
Or you could land in the dunk tank.
That would be tricky.
Okay. Then I think that's everything I have on my list. Anything we missed, Ken? Anything more?
Nope.
Howard?
Nope, not for mine.
Okay, Peter?
No, good. Yep.
Thank
you. Nancy? One more thing. Sure. Last year on the dunk tank situation, I think they had said that they had set it up incorrectly, and I was a bit of a panic because I had to find some way of, I think I had to bring something to hook up a
those are my problems in the truck. They'll be hung up so that,
So with the car and all that sort of thing. So if that's needed, it'd be good to have that on site.
We will make sure it's pointed in the right direction this time. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, I think anywhere you're going to set it up has to be protected because the balls and the on all directions are going to be affected.
Excellent.
And the other thing is that if you, as Anne was saying, that it was a bit of confusion with having the handicap parking, we do have the portable ones that we convert from Public Works and place accordingly to rectify that if needed.
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, I know what the personalities are next to the washrooms, and they were telling people to move their vehicle out of the way there. So that was kind of a benefit of having them next to it. You had immediate reinforcement. Right? And somebody pulled in, they just walked over and said, move.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay. Well, everyone's doing it. And we'll come back to the next time and begin to make some decisions about that. So. And?
Oh, I'm good.
You're good. Okay, then I would suggest that we have a recommendation to adjourn the committee meeting on a record 40 minutes. How was that, guys?
Wow.
And because we've done well. All righty?
Yep.
All in favor to adjourn?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to forget.
Thank you all. I like this committee.
Well, I'm just going to make a mistake because everybody comfortable. She's already had to do it, so.
Well, yeah.
Goodbye.
Well,
thank
you.
So we've done this before, right? So the first round is coming, and then.